Welcome to Camp Time is Real Time. I'm Sarah LeBrec, and this is the Week 3 Recap. We're going to hear from Ty, we're going to hear from Shay with excellent audio, and we are going to hear from Aiden and Quinn. Enjoy it, guys.
Well, hey, campy people. This is Ty Friedman again. I am the Beavers head counselor, as well as the theater head counselor, and we just had our third week of camp. We are at the official halfway point, which I always find that the third week is a week where we really catch your stride. We get a brand new set of kids, new troops, new fresh energy, and I just think this is one of the better camp groups that we've had in a long time. But I gotta say, I mean, I know that, like, the joke is that, like, this is the best camp staff of every year. That's, like, the joke. But the other day, I was just, like, I think it was Friday, with, like, right during troop time. And I was just, like, I had one of those moments where you kind of, like, look from above and you see it all at once. And I got to say, everyone is just firing on all cylinders right now. And and the campers are so much happier from it. But I got to say that I'm seeing just exceptional work from just, like, all of the counselors. I mean, I think I saw this game that Colby was playing, and the kids were just, like, having, like, the time of their lives, and like, Freddie has been just doing, like, some of his best work, and, like, Shay, people are laughing at Shay's jokes in a way that, like, you know, they get the camp humor all of a sudden, and I'm just so impressed. Fink and Molly did, like, this incredible show. Rachel is, like a whisperer to the Eagles, and I'm just so impressed with everyone. All the new people, the new head counselors, Sarah and Caroline and Caitlin, everyone at junior camp is just, like, unbelievable. I think, like, you know, I'm always, like, telling all my assistants, like, watch Hillary. She knows how to teach these tender feet or these tadpoles in a way that, like, you can't even believe. I mean, I'm just so impressed. You got, like, old people who, not old people, but people who have been there for a long time, like Scott, newbies like Todd, who's just, like, bringing in just, like, incredible ideas and games, and just, it's so clear that we're all just kind of, like, on our game right now, and it's all coming from Sam and Carrie. They're keeping us on our toes, and yeah, and I just, you know, I think when you think of, like, why we're doing so well, I think one of, like, the main things that I really noticed recently is that there's always kind of, like, a sense of unknowing of, like, what's going to happen. We're always on our toes. We're always unsure of, like, what the day will bring, but we're always, like, there to, like, look for a cool moment and, like let it happen, to say yes and to it. And what I love about camp is that it gets you to a point where you're kind of, like, looking forward to the unknown, where the unknown can mean something fun is going to happen or something great can happen. Like, I'll give you an example of this. One of my campers, she got there early, I think last Thursday, and she went over to Freddie's and says, "I'm a hawk today." And Freddie says, "Yep, yes, you are." And then I sent all of my campers to become a hawk for the day. And Freddie sent me all of his campers to be a beaver for the day. And we ended up switching troops. And we had lunch together in different spots. And they still did their activities in the right spots. But it was just a really cool way to bond with a brand new troop. And I think that the kids, they never expected that to be the day. The whole time they were like, "Why? What is happening?" And I just love that feeling that you don't really, like, look forward to it anywhere else. And it's just a little nuance of camp that I find particularly great, not just for the kids, but also for the counselors. Same thing with the counselors. You know, we don't know what the camp counselor competition is going to be in the day. We get a sheet just like everybody else, and we have to kind of, like, look to each other and be like, "Ooh, what do you think this could be today? Oh, I think this might be." Every day we're just like, "Oh, it's here. Today's the oatmeal competition." It never is so far, but you know, we keep waiting for it. We did have another round of counselor hunt, which was super duper fun. This time the CITs went, and this time the CITs went hard. I think there was 12 missing CITs that were never found. And they, like, those kids, they ran to the woods. One, you know, Lily, she came in with, like, a full, like, tactical gear, and they went hard. I love how much they're, like, trying to, like, make this set up. No fines for my team this year, this round. Too bad. I blame myself mostly, not my kids, although there was some slow walkers. And nonetheless, there's also been just like some epic sings lately. John Segg did like a full like concert the other day, which was really, really neat and a really great opportunity for him to kind of like show something that he's so wonderful at. And the kids like really, it's nice that the kids get to like learn a song from the early 90s that they would have no idea about otherwise. We brought the horse race back. This is, if you re remember, you take a junior camper, put them on the back of a counselor, and they have to jockey around. We had a full like bets going on at all times. I was doing the announcing, talking like a horse person right over there. Everyone had different odds. And it was just like this cool, immersive moment where it really kind of felt like we were really at a horse track race. And the kids must have felt that too. There was some bloody knees by the end, which I feel like was, expected and also, inevitable, but like still, what the counselors are willing to do in order to make a good time for these kids. I don't know. We had some really nice visitors. Adam Carlson and Pat Fagan came in the other day. Adam Carlson was like an old counselor. He was actually my counselor of the Apaches. I remember having him, which was cool. And I just think, we're leading into that giant sing and that giant reunion, and it's just you can see the way that people are coming back to camp and re-experiencing all these like sense memories. And it's something that I've known for a long time. You can always come back to camp, and you can always go to these little safe, special, perfect places and experience it and enjoy it. But I love seeing new people, and I love having people come in. We can't wait for this giant reunion that's about to come and have this epic sing. None of the counselors even know what's about to happen, but we're just like thrilled to bits about like what it could be. The counselors are in such a state of having so much fun right now that it's trickling down to the kids. This is the closest thing to trickle down economics that I can finally understand. It doesn't work with money, but like with like fun, that's like what it's really, that's like how it works. Like this is what it's like meant for. It's just you start from the top, you make the top of the people have fun, it trickles down all the way to the campers and the parents hearing from the campers what they did in their day and all the way around. It's like a really nice circle. And then, sometimes you get a nice note from a parent who will tell you how it impacted their kids, and they tell that to the people in charge and the counselors, and it warms their heart, makes them want to do it even more so the next day. We can't wait for this next week. The fourth week is upon us. Only 15 more camp days to go. We're savoring every single moment. They're all so many great things happen every single day. So many good free swims, so many good troop times. An epic show last on Friday that included just some major performances. They're using it all into their work, into their art, and the kids are benefiting from it. I think they're more engaged in the show than I've ever seen them before. So I'm super impressed, and I really think this is might be one of the best camp years that has ever existed within FCDC. So it's a privilege for me to be a part of it. It's a privilege to get to tell you a little bit about it. And again, I hope that you guys have an excellent one, but I'll see you again next time.
Hi everyone, it's Che, current head counselor of the Owls and of Adventure, here to give a week three recap and also redeem myself audio-wise for my original podcast. We started off on Monday on a beautiful, hot, and humid day, which has been kind of the norm this summer, and it just always seems to be the hottest when we get to wear our special 50-year gray staff shirts, which they're super cool, and I feel lucky to be an owner of one. They have a fun, like, retro trim, but definitely no hiding in those things. Since in Summer 50, we were promised something crazy every day, there's been a lot of really cool comps happening, especially this week. We started off on Monday with a competition called something along the lines of Bestie Off, where there was two heads, two assistants, and two CITs basically playing the newlywed game with each other to prove who was the better duo. Ty and I got to take home the victory, which was super fun. And you basically had a shoe of your own and a shoe of your bestie and had to hold up the person who was most likely to in a prompt that Sam gave you. And there was some silly ones in there, like who has the more disorganized lesson plan, or who do you think is a better driver, things like that. Day two, there was another brand new comp that Scott brought to camp that I'm going to try to describe. I feel like I didn't even really get it until it was happening and I was in it. But it was called Take Your Socks Off and Stay a While. And basically, five counselors had to lay on the ground in a circle with their butts touching and their feet in the air. And there was a bucket on top of all of their feet. And we just had socks on, no shoes. And you had to, the team had to remove all of, everyone had to remove all of their socks while keeping the bucket up in, resting on everyone's feet. You know, there's the obvious consequence of all of that. It was a huge bucket of water falling on your team. So the heads went first, and we did a pretty good job. And the assistants were next. And I think two of them got absolutely drenched within like 10 seconds of starting the game, which, you know, maybe it was planned, because I don't know how entertaining the comp would have been if everyone stayed completely dry. So that was another win for the heads. On Wednesday, we had a theme day, of course, and it was Animal Planet Day, which brought some funny costumes from some of the campers. The one that stands out the most to me and probably everyone was a camper in the Sparrows who wore a gigantic blow-up panda costume all day, and I think he got a bullseye. I might be making that up, but I like to think that was in character, in costume. Later on Wednesday, we had round two of the counselor hunt. This time, the CITs got to hide, and they did an amazing job, actually. Out of, I think, the 20 CITs, only half of them were found. And again, just a little refresher that all the counselors are worth the equivalent number of points of the year that they've been at camp. And only for counselor hunt, we have teams red, white, and blue who are accumulating points. I think Team White is in the lead, but it's exciting that it's really anyone's game before round three when the heads get to hide, because we're just such high point values. So that will be super exciting to hear about. However, the most notable competition of the week, to me at least, was the return of a Tom Cowell classic, the Counselor Derby, which, if anyone remembers, is kind of notorious for bleeding elbows and skin knees and crying tender feet who got to be on the backs of counselors. But Sam and Carrie brought that one back this summer with some adjustments, of course. We had our bigger boy counselors competing with knee pads this summer, which was huge. And they had to crawl around the flag with a tadpole on their back. And they made it really, really fun. We had Ty announcing as the horses, you know, came into the gate. And us head counselors got money to place bets. And it was super awesome. I don't think anyone drew blood, which is a success in its own and another win for the heads. Shout out to, I think his name was Fireside Marshmallow, was Freddie the Pioneer and Counselor's horse name. And that was just awesome. Some other notable things in week three were, of course, John Sieg's beautiful concert at Sing One Day. We got to hear Big Toe Thumb. it's Ninja Week and Adventure, which is like the best. And we had our show on Friday, and the theme was records. So some people were breaking records, some people were playing their favorite records. We had three great hosts in Molly and Fink and Todd, and some old faces came back to visit camp, which was awesome. I think that's all I can remember. It was an awesome week. Crazy that we're already halfway done. But yeah, love the pod. Keep on podding. Bye, everyone.
All right, we're back with Aiden and Quinn to talk about week three. Aiden, tell me about week three. Did you have any fun?
Yes.
Quinn, did you have any fun this week?
Well, I had fun swimming in the pool because I was doing swim lessons. And then when I was free swim, I got to stay out of the pool and still do fun things.
Anything else you want to say?
I think we had take off your socks.
Oh, for a counselor competition?
Yeah. So you have a giant bucket of water and five counselors hold it with their feet and then try to take their socks off.
Nice.
Without spilling the bucket.
Oh, Aiden, did you guys do the second counselor hunt?
Yes.
How did that go?
Nobody found anybody.
Shoot.
Only six CITs found.
That's it? Just six? Wow, that's a lot of good hiding spots for them. Quinn, are you looking forward to next week at camp?
Yeah! All right. I am so excited!
All right. And Aiden, are you looking forward to next week?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I also am very fast in boating.
All right, Aiden, you want to take us out?
Thanks for listening to Camp Time is Real Time.
I like Thai theater.